to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're continuing our journey into out-of-the-box topics about manifesting. Because if you've been with me a while, you know I strongly believe that there is no one correct way to manifest. Manifestation isn't a technique that fits neatly into one little box. It's about discovering what works best for you. So let's dive into today's topic. Busting myths around manifesting, avoiding toxic positivity, and staying grounded in reality. Manifestation has become a bit of a buzzword, and with that comes a lot of misinformation. Some people think it's just a magic spell, like you just visualize and poof, everything happens. But let me be clear. Manifesting isn't about wishful thinking or hoping that the universe will do all the work for you. It's about aligning your thoughts, actions, and energy with your goals. Yes, you can create amazing things with your mind, but it's also about taking steps toward those goals. So let's talk about a couple of common myths around manifesting. Myth number one is that manifestation is just about positive thinking. While positive thinking is a crucial component of manifestation, it's not the entire picture. Manifestation involves actively aligning your thoughts, emotions, and actions with your goals. It's also about creating a clear vision, setting intentions, and taking actionable steps towards what you desire. Positive thinking helps foster the right mindset, but true manifestation requires commitment, focus, and often the willingness to confront and overcome obstacles. Myth number two, that you can only manifest material things. Many people think that manifestation is solely about attracting physical possessions, but that's such a narrow view. You can manifest experiences, relationships, personal growth, and emotional well-being, among other things. Manifestation is about aligning your energy with your deepest desires, whether they are material, emotional, or spiritual. For example, you might manifest joy, love, peace, or even opportunities for personal development, not just tangible items. Myth number three, if you're not seeing results, you're doing it wrong. This myth can be particularly discouraging. Manifestation is a personal journey that unfolds in its own time, and it often involves learning and growth along the way. If you're not seeing immediate results, it doesn't mean that you're doing something wrong. It might simply be a matter of timing, the need for further inner work, or reassessing your goals and alignment. Trusting the process is key, and understanding that results may manifest in unexpected ways can lead to deeper insights and fulfillment. Now let's talk about something that often gets overlooked: toxic positivity. You've probably seen or heard people say things to you like, just stay positive, or think happy thoughts. While positivity is great, toxic positivity is when you ignore real emotions or challenges in favor of fake optimism. It is important to acknowledge struggles and challenges because those experiences shape us. Manifesting is not about pretending everything is perfect. It's about truthfully working towards what you want while being aware of what's going on around you. So now you may be asking, how do you manifest in a healthy way while staying grounded in reality? First, remember that manifestation isn't some strict process that you have to follow perfectly. Whether you're scripting, vision boarding, meditating, or just thinking about your goals, you have to do what feels right to you. There is no one-size-fits-all method. I want you to know that you can honor your feelings, face reality, and still manifest your dreams. Being grounded means understanding that setbacks happen and that progress isn't always linear. It's important to remember that manifestation is a tool, not a magic wand. Use it to stay aligned with your purpose, but don't forget to put in the work, take care of yourself, and stay connected to what's real. So now that we've touched on the myths of manifesting and the dangers of toxic positivity, I want to share some practical tips on how to keep your manifesting grounded and balanced. Remember that manifesting is not about fitting into a specific box, and there's no one right way to do it. It's about finding what works for you. So here are some tips that you can use to help stay realistic and keep things healthy while you're manifesting. The first tip I have for you is to acknowledge your emotions. Manifesting doesn't mean ignoring or suppressing negative emotions. It's okay to feel frustrated, sad, or anxious. These emotions can actually guide you towards a deeper understanding of what you need to shift. So accept where you are and don't pressure yourself to always be positive. The second tip that I have for you is to set realistic goals. While aiming high is encouraged, make sure that your goals align with what's achievable right now in your life. Manifesting isn't magic. It's about intention and action. Start with small, manageable steps towards your dreams while staying practical. The third tip that I have for you is to avoid the trap of toxic positivity. Constantly telling yourself to be happy and positive, even when things are tough, can be toxic. It's important to give yourself grace to feel all the emotions. Manifesting isn't about denying your reality, but shaping a better one with self-awareness. The fourth tip that I have for you is manifestation plus action equals results. Remember that visualizing your dreams is a great first step, but action is also essential. Whether it's learning new skills, building relationships, or improving your health, small and consistent efforts will support the manifestations that you're working toward. The fifth tip that I have for you is to be flexible with the outcome. Manifesting isn't about getting exactly what you asked for in the way that you imagined. Sometimes better opportunities or outcomes arrive when you are open to different paths. So just stay flexible and trust the process. The sixth tip that I have for you is to ground yourself regularly. It's important to stay grounded while you're manifesting. Practices like mindful breathing, meditation, or spending time out in nature help keep you connected to the present moment. These practices will help you stay centered while you're working on your future goals. The seventh tip that I have for you is to keep a healthy balance. Don't let manifesting consume all of your time or pressure you into thinking that you have to be perfect. Manifesting is about improving your life, but also living it. Make time for yourself, your relationships, and your hobbies outside of manifesting. The eighth tip that I have for you is to challenge the myths. Finally, it's important to challenge the myths around manifesting. It's not about simply wishing for things and waiting for them to happen. Manifesting is aligning your energy, setting clear intentions, and then putting in the work towards those goals. You don't need to be high vibe all the time for things to manifest. And remember that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to manifesting. Take what works for you and leave what doesn't. The key here is to be true to yourself. To wrap this up, manifesting is deeply personal. There is no one right way to do it, and it's not about fitting into a specific box. It's about finding the techniques that resonate with you and using them to propel yourself towards your goals, without losing sight of reality. Remember, the process is yours to shape. So just do what works best for you. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Manifesting Minis. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to hit that subscribe button and share it with others who might enjoy it too. I'd love to hear your thoughts and experiences, so please feel free to connect with me on social media. Your voice matters. And don't forget to check out my Hey Link Me page, where I've curated all the best resources to help you along your journey. Whether it's transformative content, exclusive offers, or something new to explore, it's all waiting there for you. Subscribing on all your favorite platforms, whether it's YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen, really helps to support the show, and it means the world to me. So until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.